MacArthur.com. Anyway, you know, I see that, you know. I also see that the people, I've been thinking that the people that are engaging in war now, you know, these kids, you know, they don't know anything about this, you know. And who are they? They're fighting for freedom and the flag and patriotism and their way of life, you know. But their way of life, you know, has to do with those greedy people that were making so much money, you know, that they were taking, you know, from the people that are supplying and the people that are doing the labor, and they're giving it to the people that are consuming it. But they're making a fortune, and the people that are consuming it are paying a lot of money. And the people that are providing the services and the people that are providing the resources, they're not making that much, you know. They're just like, you know, actually most of those people are really struggling. They've been sort of like taken advantage of by their, you know, by the third world status of their countries, you know, by their backward, you know, development, you know. And so, you know, here these people are going to war to fight for their way of life. And when, you know, it's like, it's very weird, you know, like they don't realize what's going on, you know. Like, I mean, what would they... You know, we should fight for freedom. We should all fight for equality. You know, we should fight for, you know, for everybody being included in this dream that we're having. We're on this little planet, man, spinning through space. It's in, you know, if you're on the same car and the same bus, you know, when you were in a subway in New York City during rush hour and you were standing, you know, really packed so close that you couldn't even grab onto something, you know, but you could trust you weren't going to fall down because it was packed in that tight, you know, all of a sudden the subway would stop. Because there would be a breakdown. And it would stop. You weren't in a station, it would stop. And everybody would look at each other to see, is everybody going to be okay? Is anybody going to freak out? Is everybody going to keep it together, you know? Because you can't afford anybody to freak out or have something uncool happen when you're that packed in tightly. Well, that's what it's like on this planet. We're that packed in tightly, and we can't afford for any of this stuff to be going on. It really, everybody has to be included now, because we really are, like, all packed into this little subway, you know, called planet Earth. So we really have to... What do we have to do?
We have to try with all our might to do what is right.